You know, it can be hard to see the challenges that people we work with every day are going through. Invisible struggles like stress and burnout, caregiving for a loved one, or being misunderstood. But insight, awareness, and empathy will help us better see the issues they're dealing with. And that can make us and our companies healthier too. I'm Holly Robinson-Pete. Join us on The Visibility Gap, a new podcast presented by Cigna Healthcare. Download it wherever you get your podcasts.
You know success when you see it, or you think you do, the people in the spotlight. But what about those small business masterminds who succeed at making their money work harder? They do that by having a business bank account with QuickBooks Money, which now earns 5% annual percentage yield. Making your money work as hard as you do? That's how you business differently. Learn more about QuickBooks Money at quickbooks.com/5APY. Banking services provided by Green Dot Bank, member FDIC. Only funds and envelopes earn APY. APY can change at any time.
I'm Joe Matthew in Washington with breaking news, as it is now being reported that former Senator Joe Lieberman has died. Most recently, a national co-chair to the No Labels operation. We, in fact, just spoke with him last week about their effort to get a candidate on the ballot to run against Joe Biden and Donald Trump. Of course, a longtime veteran of the Democratic Party, although he served as well as an independent in his last cup of coffee in the U.S. Senate. 24 years in the upper chamber. Joe Lieberman, of course, also ran as a vice presidential candidate, the vice presidential nominee with Al Gore in the year 2000, thrown into, of course, one of the most remarkable recounts in modern presidential history. Joe Lieberman, the gentleman from Connecticut, has died at 82. Joining us now, our political panel, Lauren Tomlinson is with us, partner at Steer PR, and Alvin Jordan of Rock Solutions, neither of whom were prepared to talk about this, but that's the way things go. Alvin, his legacy in the Democratic Party, even though he ended his tenure as an independent, would be described how?
I would just say as one of those titans, just like one of the names that, you know, kind of when you come into the world of kind of policy and just life on the Hill, just one of those names that kind of sticks, right? You said the gentleman from Connecticut, that was kind of my first thought as we were kind of thinking about this or talking about this just a quick second ago. And, you know, I think just in a year where we're starting to see, you know, a handful of people start to kind of bow out and retire, it's kind of the opposite with Lieberman and sense that, like, again, like one of those names that's been around and kind of dedicated, you know, kind of the majority of his life, for that matter, to you know, democracy and the country in that way. And so definitely a loss for sure.
Yeah. You know, you think about the generational turnover here, Lauren. That's something that you know a lot about, having spent some time in Washington. This is a generation of leaders that we're quickly losing here in Washington and not replacing them always very well.
Yeah, you know, with Senator Lieberman, he was that same class where he was serving in the Senate with Joe Biden. He was serving in the Senate with my former boss, Saxby Chambliss, John McCain. You think about all of these names, and they served for a really long time as well. And it was a different age back then when they were all in the Senate together. You know, there was a lot of bipartisanship. There was a lot of working together. They were all very friendly with one another. And so I think, you know, we talk about even the generational change of how the Senate is evolving with the new members that are coming in and how populism and some of the politics of the day have kind of changed and made that bipartisanship a little less popular for members to pursue. Joe Lieberman's death, I think, gives us a glimpse to remember a time when people were still wanting to work together in that in the chamber.
Despite his legacy as a veteran in the Democratic Party, Alvin, he's been giving Democrats some adjective recently with this No Labels turn. He was one of the last remaining party co-chairs, if we can even call No Labels a party. It's really not. What was he trying to get done here after all that time in the Democratic Party?
Well, I think kind of what, in essence, the country is hoping for, which is just an opportunity to have a candidate that represents kind of a full picture of, you know, obviously one party in particular, but you know, a broader group, a broader, I think, approach and point of view for the country. And I think, you know, part of, you know, to Lauren's point, kind of that old guard is like, you know, how can we continue to work work together or maneuver, you know, kind of with and around each other to actually get to something that helps us all. And so, you know, I think on some level that had to be kind of one of those, you know, guiding tenets for him in that way. And so, you know, regardless of how it came across, I think that, you know, people out of his camp would say that he was definitely kind of fighting for the greater democracy in that way. And I think that that's something that kind of always followed him regardless of.
It sounds like you see him, though, as being well-intended, despite some real criticism for Democrats.
Sure. Well-intended for sure, maybe. But I think more so of just kind of the goal of, like, democracy being kind of at the forefront. And I think that can be respected, especially with some of the shenanigans we see coming from the Hill these days on a more consistent basis. It's one of those things where you can, you know, kind of look to see or expect someone to be kind of where you expect them to be, as opposed to kind of popping up all over the place.
Sure.
And so in that way, I think that can be respected.
Thoughts from Alvin Jordan and, of course, Lauren Tomlinson with breaking news here on Bloomberg. Joe Lieberman has died, the former senator from Connecticut, former vice presidential nominee for the Democratic Party, was 82 years old.
I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal wherever you get your podcasts.
And watch on Bloomberg Originals, Bloomberg Television, or BTV+.